At the end of the year, guys, one, two, three. At the end of the year, this is the song that we'll do at the awards ceremony when your parents are there. So that's why we're working on it all year, to make sure that you guys will know it really well and the hand motions and stuff. Okay, well, maybe next week. Raise your hand, okay, if you know them. Because you guys that are new this year should know them by now, so you guys can start leading us too. So now Mr. Dennis is going to take over for our Bible lesson.
Wow, praise God. Amen. Happy New Year. Aren't you all glad we're back here at Awana this year?
Yes!
I certainly missed all you guys. Would you all stand with me for a moment? Father God, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, fill this place with your truth and your wisdom. Father, I pray that the eyes of the heart will be open for each and every one of these people here. I pray, Father, that they can grow closer to your Son and having that pure relationship with you, Father. I pray, Father, that the words that I speak would be true and pleasing to you and that these would be received in truth. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated now. I have a couple questions for you guys I'm going to start out with. Is why did Jonah find himself in the belly of a fish?
Because he disobeyed God.
Yes, he did disobey God. What else?
Because he was foolish.
He certainly was foolish.
He didn't go to Nineveh.
Why didn't he go to Nineveh?
Because he was scared. Because they were really bad people.
You guys are pretty smart.
He ended up in the fish because he didn't want to obey God to go to Nineveh. And
wow, I don't know if I need to teach you guys anything.
He ended up in the belly of the fish because he was scared and he did not want to go.
Very, very good, guys. But there's something I want to share about this story. You know, this is one of the shortest books in the Bible, and I want to set this down here. Jonah didn't want to do what God called him to do it. So I asked you that question. Why? The people in Nineveh were really, really, really bad people and did not know God. They were from Assyria. They were a distance from the Hebrews. And then Jonah made a judgment that the city, that this people wouldn't repent. What does repent mean? Repent means that we turn from that what's wrong towards God. So he didn't want to go there because he didn't think that they would change. And how about you? He was angry at them. He was disappointed that they weren't going to do anything about changing their lifestyle. He got angry about it. He got angry at God. He even yelled at God, saying, I don't want to do that. How about you? Have you ever been upset or angry when someone told you to do something and you didn't do it? And you knew that what you were doing was wrong? Do you ever been there? Do you ever get upset when your father tells you to do something and you don't do it? Well, Jonah's like that. His father, Heavenly Father, was telling him to do something, and he didn't. The story is not about a fish. Actually, the fish is only mentioned 4 times in the book. Nineveh is not the story. It's mentioned only 9 times in the story. And it's actually not about Jonah. We kind of talk about, oh, Jonah and the fish and everything. But he's only mentioned 18 times. This story is about God. 38 times his name is mentioned in this story. This story is about God. God is the center and the figure of this story. He's the guiding light that we learn something from this story. Instead of going east, God told Nineveh to go to God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. He said, I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm going to go to Tarshish. So he goes down to Joppa, and he boards a boat, and as they sailed away, a big storm approached them. And Jonah, you know what he does? he goes down into the hull of the boat. And everybody on the boat's scared. They're frightened. And they're praying to their God. And they didn't even, they find out that Jonah's a Hebrew. And that his God is supposed to be the God that protects and saves. So they confront Jonah. And Jonah says, oh yeah, oh yeah. The storm's because of me. I'm running from God. You know, I kind of like, you know, I just kind of having a bad day with God, and the storm's because of me. So they cast lots. They tried to determine, is this guy really, this is the problem? And they decided, Jonah said, yep, that's me. So what do? They pitch Jonah over the boat at his own request. They threw him overboard. God appointed a big fish to swallow up Jonah. By the way, you see a picture there that's a whale shark. They grow at about 40 feet in length, and they eat plankton. They don't eat meat. They're just a big fishing thing that sucks in all this plankton. And they're huge, and you can see the divers. So technically, this fish could swallow a human being. After 3 days, and the fish spit Jonah up on the beach. Well, the Bible doesn't say it. It just said a large fish swallowed him up. So it had to be a big fish. It's not that clear, but I'm just sharing with you that there's actually a creature in the water that's large enough to swallow a person if God can do anything. All things are possible with God. And Jonah's in the belly of the fish for 3 days, and he's now starting to repent. And he's complaining and more repenting. And finally, you could say that the fish finally had a bellyache and spit him up onto the beach. He said, I've had enough of this guy. So the crew on the ship didn't like Jonah. By the way, Jonah was a preacher and a prophet. That's what he was supposed to be doing. But everywhere he went, people weren't liking him. On the boat, people didn't like him. When the fish didn't like him, he spit him out on the beach. God appointed, whoa, whoa. God said, what's going on here with my thing here? Oh no, don't do that. This book illustrates, okay. It illustrates that God is a loving and merciful God. He's patient and he's pursuing God. When God lays his hands on you, he's not going to ever let you go. Never, ever let you go. Some people say, oh, you can lose your salvation. No, God will never let you go. You can run, but you can't hide. You can go the opposite direction that God told you to go. And he'll follow you. He'll be there. He'll be there in the bottom of a boat. He'll be there in the bottom of fish. He'll be there where you're supposed to be, not supposed to be. You may struggle and rebel. But when you do, let me trust this one. I know this for sure. God is coming hard after you. He will pursue you and never give up. So when you get in those hours of despair and you're wondering if you're all alone, God's there, guys. He's always there, always will be there. God loves his children, and he won't let them rebel or get away with it. God goes whether you live in the city of Nineveh, of badness, or you're some stubborn prophet who doesn't want to obey God. God wants to give everyone a chance to repent. Everyone. You know, Jonah was angry at the Ninevites because they were sinful, and he felt that they needed to be punished. The word of God reveals God's heart for each of his children. No matter what age you are, we are all God's children. And he cares. He cares about me. He cares about Don and Joe. He cares about even the youngest child that was born today. He's a God of love. His love, and he pursues us no matter where we go. Jonah knew from the start that God was gracious and merciful. He heard the teachings. He taught the teachings of how gracious and merciful God is. And yet, he realized that if people in Nineveh repented, God would spare them. The prophet was angry, angry at the repentance because he would rather see them destroyed. You ever have sometimes with people that you really, really don't like? And you kind of say, well, God, just do away with them. God doesn't want you to do that or think like that. He wants us to love one another. God said in his word, Jesus was questioned, what's the most important verse in the Bible? He said, to love the God, Lord God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. God is a God of love. God would spare them, and the prophet was angry about that. Nineveh was the capital city of Assyria, and it was ruthless, warlike people. I mean, you would not want to be around these people. They were evil people, and yet God said, Nineveh, I want you to go there. So he goes to Nineveh, and he troops around a day and telling about the word of God, and they were angry at him too. And they said, well, you know what? We will repent. So Jonah went to Nineveh, and he downfall is he satisfied his own sense of justice. Okay, God, I'll go. You told me to go. I went to the ship, and I didn't get very, very far with that. You spit me out on the beach. But Nineveh deserves God's judgment. This is important, guys. This one, this line here, we should never judge someone because of who they are or where they are in life. No one. Do not judge anyone because God is moving in that person's life as well. We have to trust and believe in that. Do you believe in that? Do you believe that God's going to do everything? We can learn from Jonah's negative example that we should praise God in all circumstances. Yes, Tyler.
Is God in a person? Is God in somebody's life even if it's not a person?
What do you mean? Is he in a person's life
if it's a dog? Like,
you know what I think about? God gave us the animals to care for. And he takes care of them. Do dogs have the ability to think and talk? No. Is God's spirit? They don't have a soul. But that's very interesting to make. But he cares about the fish. He cared about that whale. He sent the whale. You know, he used the whale to change Jonah's heart. So God can use animals to change someone's heart to draw them closer. So God is a God of mercy, willing to forgive all those who repent. What do I have to do to repent? Speak up. So what do I do to repent?
Ask for forgiveness.
And turn, right? When we've done something wrong, we say, Father, forgive me. And we turn from that bad habit, okay? Repentance is turning from that. Jonah, here, God's heart is for the redemption of all. Everyone. God wants everyone back in a right relationship with him. And you all say amen. If you agree, we say amen. This Jonah 4:11 actually is talking about that his concern is for young children. God wants the Ninevites to teach their children in a way that is right and worthy and trusting in him. He highlights his love and concern for all the children of the world. Do you have a reason to be angry at the Lord? Have you done anything to be angry at God? There's been a few times I have, but I had to humble myself and ask for forgiveness. What circumstances in your life give you good reason to carry a deep and abiding anger? I'm confessing, guys, there's times in my life I'm angry at the people that hurt me. And I had a friend say, they had a right to do that. What do you mean they had a right to hurt me? They have a right to do whatever they want. But there's a consequence for that. They could go to jail. Yes, but God's in control of that. Should I be angry for that? That's what God asked Jonah. He says, why are you angry that these people repented? Why are you angry at the boat guys? They converted to Christianity. Why did they get people in Nineveh? They converted, they repented, they changed their lives. God is doing the work in all of our lives through the persons, the things, the events around us, the fish, the dogs, the birds in the sky. He moves in a way, just like he did with Jonah. The Ninevites did not know the meaning of faith. We talk about faith. We talk about what that is. It's believing in something that I have not seen. Nothing is out of realm of God's knowledge, okay? And if God forgave the Ninevites on the basis of their repentance, their changing of heart, if he tolerated Jonah in his running away and angry with God, stubborn man who resisted, he will do the same for me and you. He loves us that much. He cares that much for me and you. So, remember we started out today? We all memorized John 3:16, but this verse is just as important because John 3:17 says, God did not send his son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved by him. Father God, we do thank you so much for your word. I thank you, Father, for these wonderful brothers and sisters that are listening and caring about a right relationship. And I pray, Father, this year that those here are struggling with their faith, where they're struggling with hardships at home or school, that you would empower them above all other things, that God is first in their life. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I have one question over here. This young lady had her hand up for quite a while, and I'm going to go all the way over here, and you can tell me your question. What is it?
I was just wondering, do we know what beach Jonah was spat up onto?
What beach? It certainly wasn't Fiji. It was on the eastern side of the Mediterranean because Nineveh is, he took off from Joppa, which is a little fishing port on the Israeli shore of the Mediterranean. So he probably had to go east and he probably got spit out right about there. It was a couple day walk to Nineveh. But the Bible really doesn't say which beach it was. It wasn't Miami or, you know, it was probably there. Those are small little details that just know that God loves us and all things are in his charge. Thank you, guys. Thank you for all that you are and believe in. And God bless you this week and this session of Awana. God bless. Okay.
Thank you, Dennis. Here we're going to move right